Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Digital Diary with Hannah Elise. I am your host, Hannah Elise. This is episode 2 of Digital Diary. I'm sitting here smiling so big recording this because today, I'm recording this on Tuesday, January 3rd. This is actually the day that I posted episode 1. So if you did not catch episode 1, maybe go back and listen to that one after you listen to this one, or pause this one and go listen to it and then come back. I introduced myself a little bit in that one. If you're completely new to me, hello, kings and queens, queens and kings, welcome. I'm so overwhelmed in a good way with how much positive feedback I got from that first episode. I'm sitting here right now at my desk. I'm back in New York, so this is a new setup from the one that I had for the first episode. I have a new mic too, because I was just saying this to the vlog. I'm vlogging this week, by the way, if anyone cares. I don't know when that video is going up, but I just told the vlog that when I recorded episode 1, I was at my parents' house and I used this old microphone. Not even old, like it's not that old, but it's the first microphone that I ever bought for my YouTube channel to record voiceovers for my videos. I forgot that I even had it at all, and I just got the motivation. I just felt like this inspiration that I wanted to record my first episode of the podcast while I was at my parents' house. I had an idea and I just really wanted to go for it, but that microphone is not the one I usually use. It's still a good microphone, don't get me wrong. I just don't think I knew what I was doing, and I still don't, to be fair, but I didn't have my pop filter, which I really hope that the pop filter that I have on this microphone right now is helping. But you live and you learn. I'm still proud of the first episode, and the moment that I recorded it was just so spontaneous and exciting that that's really all that I should be thinking about with it. So I'm fine. But anyway, long story short, I have my regular microphone now, the one that I've most recently purchased, I guess my upgraded microphone for my YouTube videos. And I'm sitting at my desk in New York. Where was I going with that? I don't know where I was going with that, but it's 6 p.m. I made myself, here, ASMR. I made myself my first coffee of the day. It is 6 p.m. I felt that I wanted a coffee. I knew I wanted to sit down and record an episode, and it just felt right. I always have a coffee when I'm making a video, so I feel like that's probably going to carry on into the podcast as well, because I can't do shit without having a coffee. It's not even the caffeine either, because I drink so much caffeine, and this is not good either. Like, don't do this, but I drink a lot of coffee every day, to the point where if I don't drink coffee, I will get a headache. And when I drink coffee, it does not energize me at all. I actually like fall asleep half the time after I've drank a multiple shot espresso latte. It's more about the fact that I've Pavloved myself into associating an iced coffee with productivity. Funny enough, you guys, I didn't really talk much about this, but this is actually hilarious to me now that I think about it. I did an interview with the New York Times a few months ago about iced coffee and the popularity currently of iced coffee over hot coffee, and if hot coffee is out or whatever. And I just spoke about my love for iced coffee, and I said that in the interview, and they put it in. I said that I felt like I need, hold on, let me go find it. Okay, I found the article. I'm going to read it to you. If you want to find it, it is called "Does Anyone Drink Hot Coffee Anymore?" And it was written by Gina Charolis for the New York Times. Okay, quote, "I genuinely think that I have accidentally Pavlov conditioned myself to associate an iced coffee with productivity." Why did I even just go into all that? Because I'm not sure what my point was, but anyway, today is the day that I released my first episode, and I just wanted to say the biggest thank you to everybody who has just commented something nice or supported in any way, or who has listened and shared, or whatever you've done. I appreciate it so much. This is so surreal to me that I am sitting here recording a podcast that I will then be putting onto my platform thingy and distributing to so many different podcast sites so that people can listen to it just the same way that I listen to the podcasts that I love so much. It just, it makes me so happy. So today was such an amazing day. this is definitely a passion project of mine, and it's something that I've wanted to do for so freaking long. I'm sorry, I don't mean to ramble on, even though that's what I'm doing. I talked about this in the first episode, so if you want to hear more about how much I love podcasts and how long I've wanted to do this for, I did talk about it there. I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm just so excited. Like, this has made me even more excited to continue doing this, and that's saying something because I'm already very, very excited. I recorded the first episode last week, and I had so much genuine fun doing it. I just can't wait to keep talking about things. It just makes me happy. So anyway, that's a little bit of kind of an update from me, a recap of the day, and I'm really excited to sit down and record episode 2 right now. So this is not the episode that I was planning on recording today. I had another concept in mind, but this is something that kind of just came to me. I don't even know exactly why, but I was just, I don't know, I was deep in thought. And of course, I talked about this in the first episode too. I just constantly am having an internal dialogue with myself, like 24/7 in my head. I never know peace, essentially. I do not know peace in my own head. I'm always milling over things and thinking myself into spirals. So I don't love that. That's not great for me. But I did tell you guys that I was going to be real with you on this podcast. That is the main thing that I always, always want to do. And I said that in the first episode, and I made that promise to myself, and I made that promise to you guys. So this podcast is a place for me to talk about those conversations that I'm having with myself. Sometimes the spirals that I'm going down in my own head, I just want to say them out loud. That kind of helps me to think through them, honestly. Anyway, okay. This is a topic that I have thought about probably every single day of my life for the past 10 years. I'm not exaggerating. So this episode, I don't know exactly what I'm going to call it yet, but probably going to be along the lines of nobody can tell you who you are, and people don't tell you who you are, you tell them. That is actually a quote that I heard for the first time in Gossip Girl. Bitch, I love Gossip Girl. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. That is a quote that I believe Serena Vanderwoodson said, Queen. She said, people don't tell you who you are, you tell them. At the time when I first heard that, I don't even remember how old I was, a teenager, in high school, whatever, that resonated with me so heavily, and I haven't forgot it since. Every time this thought process starts happening in my head, or I see something that bothers me or hurts my feelings, or I see somebody else trying to tell me who I am, or even trying to tell my friends who they are when I know them and they know themselves, but these people don't know them, but they're trying to tell them who they are. That is what I think about, is that Serena Vanderwoodson quote from Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl is one of two of my comfort shows, fun fact. It's that and The Vampire Diaries for me, that I've watched both of them, I think at least 6 or 7 times each, all the way through. I put them on in the background of doing things to rewatch them because I already obviously know everything that happens, so I don't have to pay attention that much, but just having them on makes me feel comforted. That quote is kind of the central idea of today's episode, and God, there are so many ways that I feel like I could take this episode and this line of thinking, and I'm gonna try my best to take it in a way that's positive and constructive. Y'all, I fucked up. I did not write myself an outline for this episode, and this is a topic that is so heavy and complex that I just talked for 25 minutes, and I have no fucking idea what I said. Not one. Couldn't tell you. I don't think any of it made sense, and now I'm frustrated with myself because I know I should have written an outline, but I just had the idea to do this, and I wanted to sit down and pull my mic out before the thoughts left my head. So in one way, I really should have been more organized, but then in another way, this podcast is supposed to be me saying out loud the conversations that I'm having with myself in my head 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and those are sure as hell not outlined and organized. So I told you guys I was going to keep it real with you, and one of the parts of being real for me is being scatterbrained sometimes, so I do apologize if this is scatterbrained, but I have a lot to fucking say, so I'm going to try and say what I just said in 25 minutes in a clearer and more concise way. Okay, so the thesis of this episode, and what I'm going to try and relate every single point back to, is the quote that I told you guys about from Serena, people don't tell you who you are, you tell them. You know yourself better than anybody. You know what you've been through when a lot of people don't. most of the things that you've been through that have been extremely hard and traumatic. You probably haven't told that many people. If you did, that's cool. That's awesome for you. Whatever works for you, that's not the point of this. But some things you hold close to yourself, and because of that, not everyone is gonna know everything about you, right? You're not supposed to know every single thing about every single person. When I was younger, I let so much bother me, and I was a very, very defensive person. And I honestly still am a very defensive person. I just act on it way, way less now, and I pick my battles, and I don't really fight too many battles anymore. But when I was younger, I felt that I had to fight every single battle that came my way because I knew that nobody else was going to do it for me. And I always felt like I had to defend myself, or I had to say what I wanted to say for whatever reason. A lot of the time, it wasn't constructive, it wasn't nice, and it was hurtful to people. Those are the kind of things that I look back on as the 23-year-old version of me, and I look back on younger Hannah, who would blow up over the dumbest shit. I was young, and I was extremely immature, and I could be really mean to people that I felt hurt by or wronged by, even if it wasn't their fault necessarily. Like, here, let me give you an example. In high school, I had like a couple guys throughout high school that I was like in love with, like the first love obsession type of shit. And naturally, we broke up, but me and both of these guys at different points broke up, as one does. The new girls that they would be with after me, I was fucking mean to them because I was so hurt about the whole situation. It really had nothing to do with them. It had everything to do with the guy most of the time. But me being A, insecure, B, immature, probably a lot of other things that I can't think of right now, I took it out on them because I didn't want to take it out on the guy, because that means that I would have to like confront my feelings with them and then cut ties with them. And I didn't want to do that. Anyway, I was mean to those people. And I feel terrible about it to this day. This was so many years ago, so it feels silly to still think about these and things and beat myself up about them. But I feel so bad because now that I've grown up and I'm not that immature teenager anymore, and I've gotten through these situations and realized that it's really never been that deep, I feel horrible that I was mean to people and I hurt people. And I didn't even really know these people. Like, I didn't know them to their cores. I didn't know what was going on in their lives behind the scenes. I didn't know them. Like, all I knew was what I saw, and what I saw hurt me. So I felt that I needed to hurt them. And I'm saying all of this because people who try to tell you who you are, or they say hurtful things about you, or they're making assumptions about you, or whatever they're saying, it says more about them than it does about you. People say this a lot. Hurt people hurt people. So true. They're projecting how they feel about themselves onto you. And that is exactly what I did. It had nothing to do with these people that I was mean to. It had everything to do with me and my insecurity. I mean, actually, some of them were fucking mean to me. So I just felt that me being mean back was like fighting fire with fire. I'm like, if you could be mean to me, I'm going to be mean to you back. And honestly, even if somebody does do something hurtful to you, or they say something hurtful to you or about you, you don't have to react the way that I used to. What's the saying? Like 10% or whatever, 10% of life is what happens to you, and 90% is how you respond to it or how you deal with it. So true. It applies in almost every situation, honestly. So obviously me now, I can look back and say all these things, but that doesn't really matter. It doesn't really change anything. But I wanted to say this, that I'm not sitting here throwing stones or pointing fingers at others and pretending like I've never done these things or pretending like I'm perfect. I'm not. Even now, to this day, I know better, and still sometimes things get the best of me and they hurt my feelings and I do get angry. It's called being a human being. People who try to hurt you or try to bring you down, a lot of it has nothing to do with you, especially if they're strangers, which is, I feel like, what's pretty common nowadays on social media. People can say whatever the fuck they want, and that sucks. I mean, it is freedom of speech and everything, but just because you can say something doesn't mean that you should. If it's not productive, if it's not constructive, then what are you doing? it's projection. You have to remind yourself of that, even though it is really hard in the moment. And your first instinct may be to lash out and be like, well, fuck you then. Like, fuck you too. We don't have to respond that way. We can take a second. We can breathe. And just remember that most of the time it has nothing to do with you. Somebody's dealing with something internally and they're lashing out. They're projecting how they feel about themselves onto you, and they're hurt. And hurt people want other people to be hurt so that they can feel like they're on the same, like, level playing field. They want other people to feel the sadness that they're feeling, because then they won't have to be the only ones feeling it. And that's unfair, obviously, but I mean, everyone's done it. Everyone has done it. Obviously, you don't want to do that at all. You want to actively avoid doing that. Anyway, I like to think that I know myself pretty well, and I'm pretty confident in who I am as a person. I have gotten a thick skin since being on social media, because you have to. But even I, there are only like a few things that somebody could say to me, or a few topics that people could say things about that really hurt me and cut deep. And it's hard as frick to brush those things off. Most of the time you have to, because like I said, you have to pick your battles. You can't fight every single one that comes your way, because then you're going to be fighting battles all the time. And shit, I'm already fighting battles with my own head all the time. So I don't have the time or the energy to fight battles with other people in addition. So I really do pick my battles wisely, but there are some certain things that just strike a chord. But it is especially important in those times to remind yourself who you are. If you are sure of who you are and you know yourself and you believe in yourself, nobody can tell you shit. At the end of the day, even if somebody says something to you or about you or whatever, and it hurts you and it does strike that chord, and it's one of those things that really does cut deep in the moment, that hurts. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that nobody can tell you shit and have it actually impact the way you feel about yourself if you are sure of yourself. Now, that is so much easier said than done. Being sure of yourself. God, that's a journey in and of itself. And it's hard. And it goes back to self-confidence and so many like internal facing things about yourself. And those are so hard to get like good at, I guess. That's not the word. Confidence in yourself, security in yourself, those are not easy. It's not easy to build those things. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of positive self-talk and a lot of giving yourself grace and whatever. That's not the point of this episode, because I don't even know how to do that. I just do my best every day, and over time I feel my confidence and my self-assurance growing. I don't know how it's doing that, but I'm just like trying my best and putting my best foot forward every day, and it's building on its own. Maybe that's, I don't know. But being sure of yourself is hard. But even if you aren't completely sure of, like, I don't know, what you want to do with your life, you have things up in the air, or you're not feeling like you're on your best path right now, you know who you are at your core. If literally nothing else, you know yourself at your core. And that is all that matters. You know what kind of person you are. You can be completely dead-ass honest with yourself. You know what kind of heart you have. You know how you care for people. You know what you do or what you try to do to bring joy to others, to bring joy to the world. And nobody can take that away from you. It doesn't matter how hard they try. Nobody can take that away from you. They don't know you. Nobody has that power. Unless you give it to them. Okay, we're getting into this now. This is a whole other thing that I'm kind of glad that I just related into this, because it's a really, really big part of it. What you let affect you is a choice at the end of the day, which obviously when you say it like that, it makes everything, it puts the pressure on you. It's easier to be passive about things because it means that you don't have control of it. This is kind of similar to what I talked about in the last episode with there being a right time, and how the idea of there being a singular right time relies on the fact that there is an outside force or time itself telling you that it is the right time. And it takes that pressure off of yourself for you to decide. And it's the same thing here. If you are under the assumption or you have the mindset that things do just happen to you and you can't control how you react, it's just they are what they are, it takes the control away from you and puts it on some outside force, whatever else is happening to you that's an external factor. And that makes it easier for you to stomach it and to digest it for yourself, because you don't have to actually look inwards at all and think about how you can take this into your own hands, because you're giving that up. At the end of the day, nothing can make you feel insecure without your consent. Nobody can make you feel insecure without your consent. I think that's a quote. Okay, it is a quote. I just looked it up. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt. In other words, it says on here, you are responsible for your feelings. If you already assume that you're someone who can feel inferior because of someone else, it's less likely that you'll think otherwise. Essentially, mindset is everything. Here's another good one. Here's another good quote that I remember hearing in high school and I really clung onto because I love this quote so much. An entire sea of water can't sink a ship unless it gets inside. Similarly, the negativity of the world can't put you down unless you allow it to get inside you. I'm a visual learner. Love the visual of a boat just floating along in the ocean. There's water all around it, but the boat's still floating. Why? Because the water can't sink the ship unless the water gets inside the ship somehow. Other people's opinions about you, about your life, cannot bring you down, cannot sink you unless they get inside. And the way that they're going to get inside is through your mind. That is why mindset is so important. Because if you are of the mindset that anything can get inside and sink you, then it will. But if you are of the mindset that you are a ship, your mind is a ship built with the sturdiest materials ever, and they can't be punctured, and water, aka the negativity, can't get inside, it's less likely to. Your mindset dictates how you respond to every single situation in life. It is so incredibly important. And it's equally incredibly difficult to change your mindset, especially when you have had the same mindset for so long. Changing it to something completely different is so hard. It doesn't happen in a day. Rome was not built in a day. You can't change your entire mindset in a day. But if you are somebody who maybe has the mindset right now that, you know, things can get to me, that's okay. That happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us. We're all human beings. But if you want to change your mindset, do it little by little. Make a conscious effort every single day to change your thoughts around. When you notice yourself maybe feeling like you're being brought down by something that somebody's saying about you or to you, or maybe it's not even about you, but you just see something that hurts your feelings, or it just otherwise elicits some type of negative feeling in you internally, and you start to internalize that, stop yourself. Recognize that that is happening and stop it in its tracks and turn it around. Honestly, when I do this, I sometimes have to fully say it out loud, because you know yourself, you know when you're letting something in, when the water is starting to get into the ship, you can feel it. And I literally have to say out loud, I recognize that this is what's happening and I'm going to change it right now. And here is my new thought. I recognize that this is getting to me right now, but I am not going to let it. Instead, I am going to choose to let this pass and to not internalize it, because I know myself and I know that this is not accurate, this is not true, and this is not a representation of who I am. I know myself better. I'm going to choose to let this one water under the bridge. I'm going to let this one slide off my back and I'm going to continue on with my day. I'm not going to let this get inside. I'm not going to let this bring my mood down. I'm not going to let this ruin my day. I am going to let this thought pass. I'm going to acknowledge the feelings that it made me feel. If it made me feel sad, I'm going to acknowledge that that's how I felt, because in that moment, that's just how I felt, and that is valid. But just because that's how I felt doesn't mean that I have to let it in. I can feel sad, but I don't have to internalize that sadness. And I'm going to choose to let this one roll off my back, and I'm going to keep going. I started reading the book Atomic Habits, and something that the author says in that book actually is when you have a habit that is not productive or it's negative and you want to break it, you sometimes have to call it out. Like you have to say it out loud and call yourself out on it in order to make it real. I have the visual, like when I'm speaking these specific things, like the words, like I have the visual of the words actually physically coming out of my mouth and then being in midair. And I'm like looking at them and that, and they're real. That may be silly, but I, like I said, I'm a visual learner. So I just naturally visualize things like this. Calling them out to yourself actually does help when you want to catch yourself in a negative thought or whatever it is and turn that around. It seems silly. Don't get me wrong. I know that. You are literally going to be speaking out loud to yourself, but that's sometimes what you have to do. It's not going to pay off in a day. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a week. It's probably not going to happen in a month, but you can't let that discourage you. You have to do this little by little. Baby steps still make progress. You will find one day that your instinctual thought is no longer to internalize those negative feelings. Your new instinct with that changed mindset will be to stop yourself and contradict your own thoughts with a rational one. That will become second nature to you. That is how you form a habit. Doing it over and over, it becomes muscle memory to your own brain. You don't have to think about it anymore. You'll just do it. And that's the goal. I have this whole coffee here that I just like have neglected to drink because I went on a tangent for a freaking hour. Okay. I think another reason that I decided that I wanted to talk about this is because I'm deciding that in 2023, I am not going to give a fuck about what anybody says I should be doing with my life. And a good example of this is I talked about in the last episode a little bit about my college journey. I spent my first 2 years at Temple University, and the major that I chose for myself was accounting. And the main reason that I chose that is because I had been told time and time again by so many people that that would be the best move for me. Why I thought that they knew what was best for me is beyond me. I mean, I just wasn't as sure of myself back then as I am now. I was younger. I was still learning and growing. And, you know, I didn't have the life experience that I have now. So I can't really fault past Hannah for that, for being more impressionable, because I didn't have like a solid grip on who I was and what I wanted. I had no idea what I wanted. I was 18 years old and I was a freshman in college. I had no idea. And that's fair, because expecting 18-year-olds freshmen in college to know exactly what they want to do for the rest of their lives and know exactly who they are at the literal age of 18 is stupid, and nobody legitimately knows that. And even if you feel like you do, it's probably going to change a million times. So expecting that from people is ridiculous, but that's besides the point. I knew that I wanted to do marketing from the start. I remember reading through like the courses and the different majors that Temple offered in the business school. I knew I wanted to do something in business. I don't remember exactly why, but I remember reading through the different majors that they offered and just reading about the programs, and marketing is the one that I felt the most excited about. I remember reading the description and just being like, this seems so perfect for me. This seems like something that I would really, really enjoy doing. When I would tell others, that not everybody, but when I would tell some people that that's what I wanted to do, I was immediately met with like, oh, that's not a stable job. That's not a good idea. Don't waste your money paying for a degree in that when that's like a useless job and you're going to be the first ones that they lay off when they need to downsize or whatever. You should do something more stable like accounting or finance. First of all, finance was never an option because I took my first finance class and I said, fuck this. Respectfully, of course. It was not for me. But I was good at accounting, so I declared accounting because I felt like that would A, be more acceptable to these people who really didn't matter. I don't know why I put so much weight on it, but and again, you live and you learn. And I thought that it would be better job security or whatever. And now I'm a literal content creator. I'm a YouTuber. And that's how I make money. So if I would have told that to the people that told me to be an accountant, they would have probably passed out. Or they would have been like, you're actually crazy because that's not real. Like, that's not a thing. But it is. And I'm doing it right now. So my point is, people are always going to offer their opinions, whether they mean that in a good way, a constructive way, a productive way, or they mean it to be mean and a hater. People are always going to give their two cents. Actually, no, not everyone does that. people who are sure of themselves don't feel the need to tell others what they need to be doing because they realize that it has nothing to do with them and it has no impact on their life. And they're gonna keep doing what they're doing in their life regardless of what somebody else is doing with theirs. But at the end of the day, nobody knows you or your life better than you do. And if somebody tries to tell you that what you're doing is stupid or useless or you're dumb or this, that, and the third, you have to make the conscious decision to let it roll off your shoulder. You don't have to internalize it. I know that it can be frustrating, especially when somebody is saying something that you know is not true and it's completely opposite, actually, to what you know to be true. And you want to correct them. You want to be defensive and defend yourself and your choices and prove to people that you are competent and you're smart and you actually do add value to the world. You want to prove that sometimes, which sucks. Like, you shouldn't have to feel that you need to prove yourself to anybody other than yourself. But as I said, it happens to the best of us. And this is one of the things that really gets me because I know how much effort and love I put into what I do every single day and what I put out and how hard I try, and seeing people saying that it's stupid and it's useless and everyone who does content creation are like adding no value to the world and we're all just airheads and like don't care about anything but ourselves and about what, you know, all those things are so opposite of what I know to be true about myself. This ties back to the thesis of this episode, which is nobody can tell you who you are. People try to tell you who you are, but that doesn't mean that what they're saying is true. At the end of the day, hurt people, and it has nothing to do with you. So you can't internalize everything that people say, and you just have to be mentally strong, honestly. You have to know who you are and believe in yourself, and that is all you need. That's all you need. If you have that, that is all you need. And if you don't have that, work on it within yourself every single day. Baby steps. You don't have to do anything crazy. You don't have to, you know, make any huge leaps in order to get there. Baby steps still make progress. They're always, baby steps are steps in the right direction. You got this. You can do it. It's hard. It takes time, but start right now. Start right now. What do you have to lose? Nothing. I mean, it's just little things, little shifts every day in the way that you talk to yourself, in the way that you respond to things, in the way that your mindset is immediately wired to respond. A lot of little changes make a big change. Keep trying. It may feel like all your hard work is for nothing. It may feel like you're not feeling anything different. You're not seeing any, you know, crazy positive changes in the right direction in your life yet. But just keep going. Don't let it discourage you. It's going to take time, but it's going to be extremely worth it. And then once you know who you are and you believe in yourself, nobody can say shit to you at all about anything. Letting things get to you here and there, that's okay. You're human. Give yourself grace. Don't beat yourself up if that does end up happening, because it's probably going to. I mean, literally, we're all human and it's inevitable, but it doesn't have to be the overall theme of your life. You don't have to let it happen every single time. You can choose to just remember who you are and remember that nobody else can tell you who you are. It's really hard also to not fight every single battle sometimes if you feel like you need to defend yourself. It's hard to then tell yourself, I'm gonna sit this one out. Like, I'm not gonna fight this battle. Because you want to defend yourself, because you love yourself, and you know that the only person who's always going to be in your corner is you. You are your biggest advocate, your biggest warrior, and you know that, but don't think of it as letting somebody else get the last word. That was my issue. I always felt like I had to have the last word, and that backfired most of the time. Growing up is realizing you don't have to have the last word. You don't have to have a word at all, actually. I used to think of that as, oh, but I'm letting them win. I'm letting them get the last word, and I'm letting them feel like they won and letting them feel like they were right about me. But that's actually not how it is. Think of it as you're protecting your peace. There is so much strength in protecting your peace. It's hard. You want to fight for yourself. You want to prove to others or to somebody or to the world, whoever, that what they're saying or feeling or thinking about you isn't true. And you want to prove that you are actually, you know, all the good things that you know you are. But in doing that, you're taking on a battle that you can't win. Sit with that one for a second. You cannot win the battle of you versus the opinions of others. Why is that? That is because you have zero control over other people, period. You have zero control over what they think, what they say, what they do. The only person on the planet that you can control is yourself. If somebody else chooses to feel a certain way about you or chooses to say things about you, it doesn't matter what you say to them. It doesn't matter how hard you fight for yourself or defend yourself. If they want to believe those things about you and they want to feel that way about you, there's literally nothing you can do about it. You're fighting a losing battle. And in doing that, you're expending your very, very precious time and energy that you could be using on yourself. You could be using that energy and that time to focus on yourself and better yourself and push yourself forward in life and work towards your goals. You're using that energy to fight a losing battle. That is a waste of energy. There's always nuance. There's always certain situations that don't apply. So I'd say probably 90 to 95% of the time, it's a losing battle. Sometimes it's not. In certain situations, I'm sure there's nuance in everything. Nothing is ever 100% or 0%. There's always a gray area. So I didn't mean it's always a losing battle. I didn't mean it's always a waste, because sometimes you do have to do that. Like if you're in court or something, I mean, duh, you have to like defend yourself. Duh. I'm talking about everything else, like things that don't apply, those 10 or 5%, not talking about that, push that out of the way. Not the point. Most things in life, much more trivial things than being in court and defending yourself in a court of law. You cannot control anyone else. I feel anxiety when I cannot control every aspect of something. I have a really hard time relinquishing control of like plans or whatever. I want to feel like I have a grip on everything so that I can at least make sure and feel comfort in knowing that like I have a say, I have an impact on what's going on, okay? But in the utmost reality, the only person that you can control is yourself, ever. You can never control anyone else. You can try to change people's minds. You can try to show people the real truth about who you are, but it doesn't matter if it's falling on deaf ears. If people don't want to hear it, if it doesn't fit with their narrative, if they just simply don't care enough, then everything that you're trying to prove, it's not doing anything. It's not going to fix it. It's not going to solve anything, and it's not going to change people's minds if they don't want them to be changed. The other thing is, you don't know if somebody is open to changing their mind because you can't read their mind. So it's better to just assume that they're not. And I know that that sounds cynical. I've been called cynical before. I don't think it's cynical. I think it's realistic. Always just assume that you can't change their mind, and choose to protect your peace and conserve your energy to put towards things that are productive for you. Because that is where your energy will be, you know, used the best. None of us have infinite amounts of energy. We also don't have infinite time in the world. Time is ticking, babes. Sorry, it is. Don't waste it on people who, in the grand scheme of things, don't matter. Why do we try to make people like us when we don't even like them? Great question. Don't waste your energy on people you don't even like. Maybe you want everybody to like you, but in reality, that's not going to happen. That's never going to happen. You can't control that. So release it. If it's something that's out of your control, let it go. It's way easier said than done, but you have to. You have to let go of things that you can't control, because if you hold on to those things, they're just going to eat away at you. You're letting the water into the ship. Holding on to things that you can't control and trying to control things you can't control, you're exposing cracks in your ship and you're letting water in. Don't do that. You are a ship that is made of the absolute strongest, most impenetrable materials ever, if you choose to be. Keywords, if you choose to be. But you have it in you. You are capable of that. Everybody is, if we want to be, if we put our minds to it. It's hard. It's not the easy path. It's the hard path. It's a path that is going to eventually save you a lot of wasted time and energy, and it's going to protect your peace. You want to protect your peace as much as you possibly can in this world, because again, no one's going to do it for you. I mean, we all want to defend ourselves. Try defending yourself that way. Become a fortress around your peace. Don't let things come in and attack it. People do not and cannot tell you who you are unless you let them. Water can't sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship. Negativity cannot get inside of you unless you let it. Nobody can tell you who you are. You tell them. You tell them through your outlook on life. You tell them through how you move about the world. You don't have to say it. It doesn't have to be something that you're verbalizing. You tell people who you are through the way that you treat people, through the way that you go out of your way for people, through the joy and the positivity and the kindness and the goodness that you try to bring into this world. That is how you tell people who you are. And if people don't want to see those things or listen, that's not your problem. All right, besties, I've been talking for so incredibly long. I feel like I kind of talked myself into circles, but I always do this with myself. And then at the end of it, I kind of feel like I start to make more sense because the pieces that were all like floating in my head out there, they start to form a puzzle. They start to fit together once I've put them all out there and then kind of like worked through all of them. So I really hope that that's what I did here. I honestly don't know. This is going to be interesting to edit because I stopped and started so many times. Like I recorded whole different files because I stopped myself because I was like, this is going nowhere. I felt like I was a runaway train. Is that a thing? Whatever. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. This feels good. This felt good for me to get it all out there. This is why I enjoy having these conversations, because even though I feel like I am talking to myself, and I quite literally am sitting at my desk right now, looking at my laptop, looking at the sound waves being registered by me talking into this microphone, and I know nobody else is in this room with me talking back to me, but I feel like this microphone right now is my sounding board, and I'm bouncing thoughts off of it, so it's almost like the microphone is the other person in the room. Because even though it's not saying anything back to me, this is getting fucking weird, but even though it's not saying anything back to me, it is echoing my thoughts and it's helping me to then hear them and understand them better. What the fuck? God. Oh my God, I'm fucking delusional. I gotta go. This was a good chat. Thank you for listening to this. I was gonna say thank you for chatting with me, but as I literally just said, I have been talking to myself this entire time. Thank you for listening. If you've made it to this point, you are a real one. I love you so much, and go easy on yourself. Give yourself grace. Baby steps, still make progress. You got this. I believe in you. You just need to believe in yourself. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week. I hope you have an awesome week, day, whenever you're listening to this. Keep slaying. Okay, bye.